For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is going to be Victoria during this upcoming football season, losing her mind up in here. I guarantee that, because I saw it all during this past 2023 football season.
Yeah.
Yep.
If I have any mind left to lose. Thanks, just Panthers.
You're going to be playing the Pixies, Where's My Mind?
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be you all this upcoming season.
Keep pounding my brain. Ridiculous.
Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold this afternoon. He'll be back tomorrow. Victoria producing us, as well. I think Adam's all dug in, you know, with the NHL trade deadline and all that stuff coming up. The Carolina Panthers had the worst team in 2023 in the NHL. That is undisputed fact. That's the reason why they would have had the number one overall pick, but they had traded that away already to Chicago. 2-15 last season. And their roster is not very good, one of, if not the worst in the entire NFL, understandably so, hence one of the reasons why you had one of the worst teams this past year. Coaching was terrible, a lot of it was bad. But they're going to struggle to put together a good roster in 2024. And here's the reasons why. They have tons of holes to fill. Just look across the board at what this team needs to add. You need at least probably two starting interior offensive linemen. Right, Taylor Moten was solid. Ike Ekwonu, up and down at best this past year. I'm going to give benefit up and down at best. Trying to stay as positive as much as I can here, Victoria.
Ugh,
I know,
it's not rough. A whole lot. It's a stretch when we're talking Ike.
But we saw Austin Corbett go down. We saw Brady Christensen go down. Those guys might be healthy and back this upcoming year. But Bradley Bozeman, I didn't think really got the job done as a center. I also think, again, guys coming off injuries, you need more competition. You need more depth than what you had this past season. So you need at least a couple of starting offensive linemen. We know that they need a number one wide receiver at least, right? Because Adam Thielen was the number one receiver this past year. He's not a number one. DJ Chark just did not work out. Jonathan Mingo was just a rookie this past year. We'll see what he develops to be. They also released Hayden Hurst. You needed, honestly, before you release Hayden Hurst, you needed a tight end anyway, and don't be shocked that Ian Thomas also gets cut. You needed another corner, at least on the defensive side of things. You needed at least one corner because J.C. Horn can't stay healthy. But with the upcoming release of Dante Jackson, you're probably going to need two corners. You need probably someone to play the slot as well. All right? You also need... They have franchise tag Brian Burns. You still need edge rusher opposite him. Didn't see anything from DJ Johnson, your third-round pick this past year. Etor Gross-Matos, decent against the run. He's going to be a free agent. If you're going to bring him back, it's going to be for cheap. But you still need to upgrade there. Off-ball linebacker, especially if Frankie Louvu is not brought back. Shaq Thompson's coming off an injury. You do need someone at defensive tackle. I know Shy Tuttle makes a lot of money, but you need someone at defensive tackle, at least on the interior of that defensive line, next to Derrick Brown. That's a ton of holes to fill. And you just don't have the resources to make it all happen. They just don't. Even with the salary cap jumping drastically, over $30 million from 2023 to 2024. That's how much the cap jumped.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
The Carolina Panthers, after the franchise tag of Brian Burns, had about $11 million left. The $24 million franchise tag. So they were already pressed up against the salary cap this past season. So a ton of bad contracts, right? I mentioned Shy Tuttle. I mentioned Hayden Hurst. I mentioned some of these other guys. So they had actually kind of a little bit of an older roster because of failed drafts. Look at the 2022 draft class. The only three guys from their 2022 draft class are actually still on the team. One's Ikem Ekwonu, one's Cade Mays, and the other is Amari Barnow. Cade Mays gave you nothing last year as an interior offensive lineman. Amari Barnow, solid special teamer. I love what he does in special teams. But that's it from your 2022 class. So your roster is not very young. You're pressed up against the salary cap. You only have six draft picks this upcoming year. That's it. That's all you got. Now, I said $11 million in cap space. Now, the release of Dante Jackson coming up is going to free $5.9 million. So you're looking at about, let's just round up to $6 million. Looking at $17 million in cap space. You tell me you're going to fill two starting offensive linemen, starting wide receiver, number one, a starting off-ball linebacker, two starting corners with $17 million in free agency?
Good luck.
Exactly. Good luck. Good luck doing that. Oh, and you don't have a first-round pick. You don't have a pick until pick number 33.
There's that, too.
There's that, too. Exactly. You only have six picks this upcoming year. A lot of people will say, oh, well, you know, you just got hit on all those draft picks. When's the last time you saw the Carolina Panthers hit on a lot of draft picks in one class? It's been a minute.
Long time.
It's been a minute. Now, I don't know the draft strategy that Dan Morgan is going to bring them, what Scott Fitterer had, but I also know that Dan Morgan was also part of the regime under Scott Fitterer. When Scott Fitterer was like, oh, yeah, let's go get DJ Johnson, we heard Dan Morgan say, yeah, good football player, let's go get him. I'm sorry. DJ Johnson didn't cut it as a third-round pick. This team has wasted and traded away so many draft picks over the last several years and have gotten no value in return for them. So how do you get this done? Well, to fill your roster, you're going to have to use undrafted free agents and guys signed to veteran minimums, which means you're going to, like, the older guy who's 34 years old, like old by NFL standards, who's still hanging on, that just wants one more contract, one more year, and they get that veteran minimum of, like, just over $1 million. Like, that's how you're going to supplement your roster this season. The mismanagement of this team, this roster, over the last several years is biting this team in the ass. And it's all coming to fruition right now. This team, I'm sorry, is not going to be able to put together that much better of a roster than what we saw in 2023. Yeah, there's going to be a couple upgrade pieces here and there. Now, there are some different ways that you can create some cap space if you're the Carolina Panthers. You rework the contract of Taylor Moton. That can clear up some money. But guess what? When you rework his contract, yeah, it reduces the cap hit next year or this upcoming year, 2024. But in future years, like 2025 and 2026, that money comes due then. Okay, you can also release Ian Thomas. You could save some money there. Terrace Marshall Jr., by releasing him, you're going to save about $1 million. There's some other small moves that you can make. But again, you still have to fill those roster spots, right? Now, it's one thing if you had, hey, we got 12 draft picks coming up because of different moves that you've made. All right, you got 12 draft picks coming up. You draft decently, and seven of those guys are on your roster the upcoming year, or eight of them. Carolina Panthers don't have that. So this is where a lot of people will argue why you trade Brian Burns. Because, yes, you trade away Brian Burns, you're leaving a massive hole on the defensive side. But can you take one problem of Brian Burns, or not having Brian Burns, and solve three others? If a team's willing to offer you a late first-round pick and another pick and maybe even a player to go with it.
Yeah, you just have to play good chess. And Scott Fitterer was not good at playing chess.
He was terrible at that. But this is also where a guy like Brant Tillis also comes in, the guy they brought in to be the salary cap guy. But this is Brian Burns. This is where you have to make a decision about Brian Burns this offseason. Because if you're in a situation where Brian Burns, you don't work out a long-term contract with him, and he plays the season on a franchise tag, you're going into 2025, same situation with Brian Burns. And if you don't get a deal done with Derrick Brown, you're going to go into 2025 with no deal for Derrick Brown nor Brian Burns. You can only franchise tag one of those guys, and the other could walk. That's the situation that you're facing right now as the Carolina Panthers. This offseason is vital, not for 2024, but for 25 and 26 and 27. If you don't get the deal done with Burns – you're cooked. If you can't get the deal done with Burns, then you should trade him. If you can't get it done by the draft, then you should look to trade him. Unless you lock up Derrick Brown right now. If you lock up Derrick Brown right now, which, by the way, Christian Wilkins, the defensive tackle from the Miami Dolphins, his contract's going to do a lot about setting the bar for what Derrick Brown's going to ask for. I can guarantee you that, because Christian Wilkins is going to be a free agent.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're going to have to sit there and play the market. Whatever Christian Wilkins gets, Derrick Brown's going to be like, that right there. At a dollar, whatever it is. And you have to be willing to match that. Because if Derrick Brown says, no, I want more, and he balls out, has another 100-tackle season again this year, the price tag's only going to go up. And you can't afford right now to keep both those guys, or have both Derrick Brown and Brian Burns going into 2025 with neither one of them having a long-term deal. You must get at least one of those done right now. Because if you sign Derrick Brown to a long-term deal this offseason, well, guess what? You can go into next year. You can re-tag Brian Burns if you want to. But this is not going to be that great of a roster. They do this in 2024. They have too many holes to fill and not enough resources to do it.
They're going to have to make some magic.
Simple as that.
That's it.
But you know what? If Dave Canales can help establish a roster, establish a culture with the guys that are in the locker room right now, if we see growth and development from Bryce Young, fine.
Yeah, figure out your identity and run with it. Actually stick to it.
Figure it out.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.